I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about which direction. We're getting towards the end of the year here in 2021. And just the other day, we talked about, look how far you've come. This is a time of year to be looking back and looking how far God has brought us, but it's also a time to be examining ourselves. This is something we can do. You could do this every day, every week, every month, and at the end or start of every new year. Is which direction am I heading? Am I going the wrong direction, the right direction? And just taking a look at the different areas of life. And just taking an honest assessment today. Which direction am I heading? And the good news is, God wants to help us turn it around. If we got an area of life that's drifting off track, God wants to help us turn it all around. We stay plugged into Him. We focus on that one thing. Abiding in Him, our lives are going to produce much fruit. He's going to help us to walk out a much more balanced life where we get everything moving forward together. And the other part of the good news is it's often not big adjustments. It's often just some little adjustments, some little course corrections in the key fundamentals in different areas of life. So we're going to get started with prayer. If you're new to us here, the way we do these daily communion meditations is we start with about a 2-minute long prayer. That's mostly scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. Then we take a few minutes to do the other half of prayer and examine ourselves. And today we're going to be looking at this. Which direction are we heading? And we're going to be asking for God's help to turn any areas of life that are going the wrong direction, help to turn those around, to get them all growing and moving in the right direction together. And if we've already got them all moving in the right direction, just to simply accelerate the pace at which we're moving in that direction. Let's get started with a prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, all their families, all those connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. Thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places. Far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, I ask you to bless us, to make your face shine upon us and let us find grace and favor in your eyes, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace, your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes. And to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And we ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. All right, we're going to go through the other half of prayer. And this is where we talk about our four fundamentals. These are four fundamentals to continually master. For our life, we feel like we're going in the wrong direction. You master these four fundamentals. It's going to help you get things turned around. It's going to help you to move in the right direction and begin to compound that, to begin to accelerate and go even faster as you put these into practice more and more. And remember, the fundamentals, you got to bring the fun in the fundamentals. You got to make these fun and exciting. You got to bring some energy and presence and focus into them, into these four things: staying positioned in the light, magnifying that light, staying tuned in for God's leading and direction today, and then taking action and doing the things that you know to do and doing them together with God. So number one, getting positioned in the light. This is the on-off switch. We're either positioned in these things or we're not. We're either positioned in the light or we're positioned in darkness. To be positioned in the light is, number one, to be positioned in forgiveness, to receive forgiveness from God, to forgive ourselves in the middle, and to walk in forgiveness with other people. And the motivation behind all that forgiveness was love. It was God's love that was the motivation for the forgiveness and grace that he gave us. And if you begin to experience his grace and forgiveness and love, it's just learning to let that flow through you. And just love yourself, forgive yourself, give yourself that same grace God has given you. And then let it flow through you out into the other people. Will you walk in that same grace and forgiveness and love that God has given you with those people as well? And just a simple check we can do in our heart as we're interacting with people. Am I thinking about all the ways that they've wronged us, all the things I'm irritated or frustrated with? Or am I just simply thinking about, how can I be a blessing to these people? How can I do good for these people and just simply be a blessing for them? To stay positioned in the light is also to stay positioned in gratitude and praise. Everything we receive from God, we receive by faith. And one of the greatest expressions of faith is gratitude and praise. Now, what I would tell you is it's not worth it to step out of this, to step into unforgiveness, to step out of love, to step into complaining mode. Because when we do, we shut the lights off. And in the light, we have access to everything God has. His spirit and power and presence, his love, his peace, his joy, his mind and wisdom can be flowing through us. His health and energy can be flowing through us. His time and finances, everything he has. It's all available in the light by faith when we take our position in there. So first we're going to take our position. And then we're going to magnify that light, to expand it, to make it bigger or greater, to give God a bigger place to flow through and work through in our lives. Now, we're all magnifying something already every day based on what we're thinking about, what we're talking about, what we're rolling over in our mind continually. To magnify the light, we're going to give God a bigger place to work in our lives as we begin to meditate on the light. On his word and his faithfulness and his love, it also gets it rooted and grounded and established in your heart. So that when the issues and pressures of life come, you become more fixed and immovable in it. So to magnify the light, we can magnify God's word and his promises, give his word a higher priority and place in our life. To magnify his unfailing love, his faithfulness, his mighty works, that nothing's impossible with him. We can magnify our righteousness in Christ. We have peace with God. We have his blessing and favor on our lives. He wants to help us. We can magnify every good thing that he put within us, whatever's lovely and just and true and praiseworthy and of good report, all the things that are going well, all the wins that we've already had. And this is not denying that there's problems. Simply choosing to bring them into the light and make God bigger than the problems. Choosing to magnify God rather than the problems. But it does give us a choice. We could choose to magnify darkness, to stay positioned in darkness, just to meditate on and roll over bitterness, frustration, all the ways we've been wronged, all the things people have done to us, all the issues and problems we're facing. We could be just so stuck in the past that we're not moving forward today. We could be so worried about the future that we're not willing to move forward today. We could just be toiling away in our minds, constantly trying to figure it all out. But there's a better way. Now, this is where we're going to get good at recognizing the symptoms. When we're positioned in darkness, everything feels heavy and oppressive, like all the pressure and weight is on you to figure it out and to make it happen. You might feel hopeless for your situation. You might feel like you're trapped or you're stuck. Your energy levels begin to diminish. Then there's the fear and stress and worry and anxiety, dread of the future, confusion about which way to go or what thing to do. Or you might get stuck in some kind of vicious cycles or bad patterns. It just seems like you can't break free. But when we're in the light, number one, there's rest in your soul. And when you rest, God goes to work. When you rest, all that God has for you can begin to flow through you, and he can begin to work through you. And all of a sudden, when you rest, you become so much more present. And all of a sudden, you're aware of everything that's going on around you at a greater level. Everything feels free and easy and effortless. Your energy levels begin to rise up. You got that peace that surpasses all understanding. The joy of the Lord that is your strength begins to flow. And you've got hope in any and every situation. All of a sudden, you get these flashes of insight, the aha moments, where you just know exactly what to do or which direction to go or what the solution is to the problem you've been facing. And the good news is, this is good news if we're going the wrong direction over the course of a year. Good news is, only takes 1 second to turn the tables and turn it around. Only takes 1 second to turn it around. Father, forgive me for magnifying that, for walking in that, whatever it was. Thank you for your grace and your unfailing love. Thank you for all you put within me. That is more than enough. Just start praising him and thanking him, staying connected to him. And all of a sudden the tables turn. It happens in an instant. Everything can turn in an instant. It's an amazing gift of grace. And it just flows suddenly. Then we're going to stay tuned in for God's leading and direction today. Our third fundamental. Listening for his leading and direction today. Every day he's trying to lead us one graceful step at a time to this beautiful, spacious place that's free from all restriction. But we're going to stay tuned in for his leading and his voice. So every day, a great habit to get into. Just getting still and quiet for a few minutes. I like to do it before bed with my journal and just ask these questions. God, what is it you're trying to show me today? Is there anything that you're trying to show me that I missed? If so, would you please repeat it again? Just stay tuned in and listening throughout the day. If you're ever unsure on which direction to go or which step to take, just ask. And he will show you every single time. And there will be some times where he doesn't give you an exact answer. But if you'll press in and you'll ask him, he'll tell you this. You know what? Make a decision and I'll back it. Make a decision and I'm with you. If you're about to make a big mistake, I'll let you know. I'll stop you before you make it, but go ahead and make a decision here. And I'm with you. There will be times when God helps us grow in our decision-making along the way. And then we got to take action. Once we know what to do, it's time to put it into practice. It's time to put it into action. Often we get this to-do list piling up on the inside, things in our conscience piling up, like, I know I need to do that, but I keep procrastinating on it. Or maybe you have a leading or excitement about something that God has been talking to you about. To start to put it into practice. What step can you take today? Not the things that you're unsure of. What do you know to do today? And just keep executing that day by day. And doing it together in partnership with God. Doing it with a willing heart, a good attitude, with full confidence in him. And as you do this, it does something like turning you into a magnet. Jesus says, seek first. This is important for today because we want to get every direction going forward, every area of life moving in the right direction together. Seek first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to our lives. When we get that one piece right, it begins to lift all the other areas of life up together. And yes, there'll be times where we got to make some adjustments, but the adjustments also usually back into seeking him and pressing into him more. As you do that, it does something like magnetize you, because you seek him, it begins to pull everything else into your life. As God begins to add things to your life, not you making it happen, not you efforting your way, you're focused on him, and it begins to pull and magnetize you to pull all those other things in. So which direction? Just taking a second today. We're getting towards the end of the year. Time to do a little bit of reflection. Which direction are you going? Number one, spiritually. That's the one thing to get right. Seek first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness. We're going to seek that first. Then it's going to flow into our mind and emotions. Then it's going to flow into our health and relationships and finances and order and time, purpose and community. It's going to begin to flow into all these areas. But looking at these areas individually, Is there any area that you feel like maybe you've drifted off track? Maybe you're going in the right direction. What kind of fruit are you seeing over the last year? Are you seeing growth? Because reality is we're either going in the right direction and we're growing and expanding, or we're going the wrong way. If we're going the wrong way, it's just a simple, hey, let's turn this around. God, help me turn this around. Get it going back in the right direction. And then be patient with yourself. Think about it. If you were driving the wrong way for a while and you stopped and you turned around, it would take you a little while just to get back in the direction you're supposed to go. You can turn it around today, but then be patient with it. Give yourself that grace of some extended time to get some momentum built back up in that right direction again. Once I had this example, it's just coming to mind right now of I was making hot chocolate for my kids, healthier hot chocolate. And I'm making hot chocolate and I'm stirring the hot chocolate in the pot like this with a spoon. And I'm just stirring and I'm stirring and I'm stirring. And I felt like God was telling me on the inside, take your spoon out. Take the spoon out. So I take the spoon out and the milk that's in the pot, the hot chocolate, just continues to spin. Even though my spoon is out, I'm not doing anything. It just continues to spin. So sometimes in life, we get going in the wrong direction. And the more we continue down that direction, it's like I'm stirring and stirring and stirring. It builds up some momentum behind it. It builds up some habitual patterns behind it. But then I heard God say, stick your spoon back in and spin it the other direction. Stick your spoon back in and stir it the other direction. And at first, when I started to stir, you can probably imagine what would happen. The milk's kind of going crazy. There's no order. There's just kind of chaos all around it. But then I keep spinning and I keep spinning and I keep spinning and I keep spinning. And eventually it starts to turn the other direction. And eventually I can take my spoon out again and it just continues to go automated in the other direction. So if you're going in the wrong direction, number one, let's take the spoon out. Stop stirring it that way. Let's stop and begin to turn it around. But when you do, it's not all going to be perfect right at once. You got to continue to stir it and stir it and stir it until eventually builds up that momentum going in the other direction. So looking at these areas of life, the good news is often it's not anything major that you have to do. Just stop spinning it that direction. Just pull the spoon out. And then just start to very small, very gently. All right, God, what fundamentals do I need to get implemented here? What fundamentals do I need to implement in these areas where maybe I'm off track? Maybe it's spiritually, mentally, emotionally, health, family. Is there any area going the wrong direction? Let's stop spinning it that way. Let's bring that area to God. And we're going to take communion over this, asking for his help. Asking for help to get it turned around, number one. And then also, what are the things to do? What are the little, small, tiny fundamentals that just help us build that momentum going in the right direction? Now, I do believe out of everything we do in life, communion is the most important one. Communion is what I call the number one table turner in all of life. The number one thing helps you to abide in him so that our lives produce much fruit. To stay focused on him, to examine ourselves, to keep us positioned in the light, to keep us moving forward and growing. So Heavenly Father, we're just asking for your help today. This is hard to do on our own. That any areas of life that are off track, that are going the wrong direction, that you would help us to stop it, to turn it around, and to start building some major momentum in the right direction. For those that are already going in the right direction, but maybe it's not going at the speed they want it yet, we're asking, Lord, for you to help us to accelerate that in the right direction, to get it where it becomes automatic, that we just continue moving forward. And we're asking for your help, just your power to help do this, but also your wisdom for helping us know what the right thing to do is. Father, we just thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread. He said, this is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. That breaking right there Let's let it be symbolic today of breaking any bad patterns. We're going in the wrong direction. We've been spinning in the wrong direction. This breaking of the bread, symbolic. That pattern is getting broken. As we take this bread, it's going to start to turn back around. We've got God here helping us today. So Father, we just thank you for this bread and what it represents. Just ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into light. Have this new covenant, this partnership with God. He's there to help us get things turned around, to get it moving in the right direction. I believe as you experience this with God, he helps you break some patterns, break some directions that we're moving that were not good, and just get everything going in the right direction and begin to accelerate and compound over time. It's going to help you to know him, to know his heart and his kindness and his goodness and his grace and all he wants to do in our lives. So Father, we thank you for this cup and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. All right. Let's make today a masterpiece. We're going to get it spinning in the right direction. Let's start making every day a masterpiece. You focus on these basic things right here. It's going to help you get it turned around. It's going to help you get things going in the right direction. Number one, stay positioned in the light, because we're getting our spirits positioned first, going in the right direction. Then we're going to get our mind and emotions going in the right direction by magnifying the light. If you ever get off track, you turn it around quickly, just like we did today. Just a smaller version of what we did today. Stay tuned in for his leading and direction. Take action on those things that you know to do and do them together with God. He's going to get it all moving forward together in the same direction. He's going to lead you to this beautiful, spacious place that's free from all restriction. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to the AbundantLifeTrainingCenter.com.